Ksubis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah clearly is a hemshich because the Mishnah starts with the word v'chein. V'chein means it's going back on what we said before. What we said before is that a woman is not nemenis on herself if she was vadei shvuya to say that tahirani. She's only if she's the source of shvuya, so then she has a pesha. So that was the Mishnah that we had before. But like this, she's not nemen to say on herself that she's tahiru, but two women that were shvuyim together could say on each other. V'chein. Shnei anoshim zeoim koyanani. Two people come, and they say koyanani. He says koyanani. Zeoim koyanani. The child is over here marrying them off. Truma. Legabi avoydim beis hamikdash. Enem nemonim. They're not believing on themselves. V'zman shem idin ze hare elu nemonim. So clearly, based on the comparison to the Mishnah before, we're saying that an echod is yeh nemon, and a woman is not nemon on herself. The same is true. Also, a fellow can't say on himself that he's a kohen, but an echod is yeh nemon. So this has to be explained. What's the din of an echod? What would be the din? Is this a din derabanan? But let's just point out one thing. The Rav and Rashi over here, they're moisiv bizman shein midin zezeh in Mishnah Zayin by Kahanim. It means that he says ani v'chaveru kahanim. And the other one says, ani v'chaveru kahanim. It's like, kilu, you need both. You need the baldover alein with the eid echod. The Mishnah before by Shvuya, it doesn't say that. It just says, each one is made for the other one. So the Tosafot is matmir. What's the difference? Do you need two, one of them being the baldover plus another eid echod? Or does eid echod work? So the Rishash says something very beautiful. Rishash in the Gemara. He says a very poshut avort. He says that Eid Echud is Nemon, but only insofar the person himself is a Bari. That means if somebody doesn't know he's a Kohen, then Eid Echud is not Nemon. It's only because the person himself said that he's a Kohen, so we allow an Eid Echud to create Halacha L'maaseh for that. If the person himself doesn't know, so then we won't be Matir. So therefore, what has to be said is, I know that I'm a Kohen, and my Chavar is being made for me, and the other one also, he says on himself, the Chavar is being made. By Shvuya, even though that's true, it doesn't have to be spoken out, because there's no way for a woman not to know if she was Nenso or not. So it's Pashut, only Aloch is Eir Echot. But Avad, the woman herself has to know, it's just she always will know. As I state in Rishash, L'chot Dover Bor. Now, what are the parameters of Eidus L'gabe Kahuna? So what would be Meikar Adin? So some of the Rishonim say this before, the Rosh in Perek HaNezok, the fifth Perek in Gittin, has an Arichus where he goes through all the Din of Eidechon and Bisurim. And one of the cases that he discusses is L'chayra, that Eidechon Nemen Bisurim should be true for anything that's not Negev, not Dovah Shebe'erva, not Momen. L'chayra, for a fellow to say he's a Kohen, is not Negev Dovah Shebe'erva, it's not Negev Ever Tfisas Kedushin. Not again, Chavi Krisus, Shiloh maybe of Lavin, of Achilles Truma, of Avoida. That's Isurim. So the Chesh should be Erech and then Isurim. No boss. My loss will be Yuchsin, similar to what we had in the first Perek, that we won't believe a Chazoka to be Maxik and Isho, to be Maxik a Tinuk, that is a Kohen. You need more than that. You need a Bitsif with the Bari coin terminal, the coin terminal. Sure, that also doesn't work. So over here also, you'll say my loss of Yuchsin, they didn't believe in Erech. That would be one approach. There's mashmos in the shita over here from the other Rishonim, and Achronim say such a mahalach that there might be another mahalach here. And that is like this. Even though ostensibly Eirech HaNem B'Yisurim should work, but if you think about it, there's a problem in Eirech HaNem B'Yisurim whenever a person is being made on himself. In Eidus, there's a basic clause, a person can be made on himself. A baldover is a negeh bedover. Eidus is certainly only when you're being made on somebody else. Why don't we say the same thing every time a Yid says that the food in his kitchen is kosher? Why do we believe him? Eirech HaNem B'Yisurim. Ah, l'chayra he's a baldover. He's saying on the food in his own kitchen. And the answer has to be, it's a bavost nekuda that could be brought down a few different ways, that when Neid Echod is being made on the food in his kitchen, he's not being made on himself. He's being made on the food in his kitchen. Now, that's negated to him because if the food is treif, then he has to buy other food. I like to say over Bekesha to this Nekuda Maisa. It's worth, even in the context of this year, saying over the Maisa because it brings out the point. Reb Chaim Brisker, Rabban Shel Yisrael, was learning as a young boy with his father, with the Beis HaLevi. And a butcher came in and it had a shayla on a behema gasa on a cow that was shechted. It was a shayla with the lungs with kashrus. And they had to act quickly because treifa, because there were no refrigerators in those days, so an animal had to be dispensed of within a day or two, otherwise the animal would go bad. And a behema gasa then was months and months of panosa for a butcher. You're talking about a hefsin beruba ad moed. The butcher comes in with the behemoth, they would logged it in on a wheelbarrow, the lungs, and the Beis Halevi mutchered all the dayon, and they were busy. Beis Halevi said, sorry, it's treif. The butcher took it like a man. The butcher said, Rebbe, if that's not lochan, then that's what it is. And he took it in stride. A few weeks later, the very same butcher had a din teira. It was a storekeeper in the shuk near him. There was din teira on a few dollars, narishkeiten. And when the butcher lost the din teira, he screamed the Beis Halevi, mamash like a mechutzah. And Reb Chaim was a young boy. He said, Tata, on a hefsin meruba, he was perfectly calm. 2 weeks later, when you told him that he has to pay the other guy $10, he blew his top. What's the pshat? Beis Halevi said, Chaim, for was verstehst du nicht? 2 weeks ago, maybe it was negayatim, ob the psake given after behemoth. The behemoth is treif. Chodesh gezocht af em azeh is treif. I never said on him that he's treif. Masha'en came 2 weeks later when I say plenty ato chayiv, I said a psak on him. Nobody wants to be a loser. Nobody wants to lose. And that he took personal. A psak, when a person says on his kitchen, on even a factory full of wine, that it's not yayin esek, it's a hefsin meruba. If there's a goy and he's made that, no, the goy never touched a bottle of wine, it's all kosher. It's a hefsin meruba, right? But it's not awesome. Midaraisa, nobody needs mashgich kashrus. We have bedoyres elu, we don't trust, and elu, we have mashgichim on every store. But be'etzem erechen em misurim. Midaraisa. Masha'en kein, what would be if we'd find a case of isurim, where even though erechen is neman, but it's something where a person is saying on himself, so that he would be a baldover. What would be such a case? Mamashayahu case. When a person is made on himself a personal status, that he's a koyin, it could very well be he's not neman on himself because he's an Eid Echod who's a baldover, even though it's Isurim, an Eid Echod is neman, but it has to be an Eid Echod without Negias, without being a baldover. An Eid Echod who's a baldover is not Negia. This would be a Psul Deraisa, not else my loss of Yuxim. That over here you don't have the Aloch of Eid Echod and Misurim. So who do you need? You need another Eid Echod. That would be the Tubshatim to learn the Mishnah. On a practical note, a yid shows up in shul and he says he's a kohen. Do we believe him to give him an aliyah? The minig bizman hazeh is yes. Over here in the Mishnah, where it was negeh tavoida to truma, even truma d'abonon, we wouldn't be matter. L'maisim bizman hazeh, we are matter. All the same, because truma is only d'abonon, and kriyas hatayr is d'abonon, and benching zimun is only d'abonon. Achreinim adan, there's one case where the ched would be deraisa. The money mitzvahs count as a bitl mitzvah, say, if Yisrael goes up to Duchen. Torah says, Kehanim, give a brach to Klal Yisrael. If Yisrael goes up, he's mevatel mitzvah, say. So why don't we say that's deraisa and don't believe a fellow if he's in shul? Nobody ever saw him before. He goes to the back and Yom Tif, he washes his hands, he goes up to Duchen. Throw him off. Well, say, it's too, why believe him? Achreinim adan on that. You have to say, it's not mamish a bitl, I say deraisa. Mishnah Ches. Reb Yehuda Oime Ein Malin LeKuhuna Al Pi Eid Echod. Now this L'chor is Soysa, what we just read in the Mishnah before. We just learned in the Mishnah before that a person can be made on himself that is a Kohen. We explained it's either Derabonon or maybe it's a Lomdusha Din Deraisa. But that's for sure, the Mishnah said, Bizman Shem Eidin Zezeh, that Eid Echod is Nemen HaReil Lunemonim. So what's the episode we hear in Malin LeKuhuna Al Pi Eid Echod? See, we need a little bit Hezbah. The Gemara has a discussion, Machlek Stanoim, whether if somebody is Huchsak Bifonenu, that's clear that we don't allow somebody into Kuhuna. We don't Mizman Abayis, we was Negev, Tavoida, and Truma. There's a Milo Osim Yuchsa, we don't allow somebody in. Stam comes in, he's a Kohen. No. It has to be that he's Huchsak, it has to be established. Al Pi Eidus, all procedure. So, is it Echod Nemon? The question is, the Gemara says, if somebody is huchsak that he's eating truma, let's say there are edim that saw that he ate truma, does that tell us, even though we don't know which family he's from, that he's a koyin miyuchas and we can be malin him now la'avoida? It's a whole question whether malin mitruma liyuchas, even though that's the criteria of kahuna, legabe truma and legabe avoido in Beis Hamikdash are the same psulim of one or the other. Avidochi ken zayin truma is on an individual level. Avoido is already representing ganz klal Yisrael. Samela ein meilim mitruma le avoido. Or more specifically, the way the Gemara says it, ein malim mitruma liyuchsin. Yuchsin means that he's mamish a kohen miyuchis, and he could even be oivid, and we'll marry him into families. You're talking about psulim that carry over ledeiris. So, memela, whether malim mitruma liyuchsin is machlekes tanoim. Reb Yehuda holds that if we would see a kohen, we would know that he's an eichel truma, then we have to assume he's a kohen miyuchis, hein legabe nisuin, hein legabe avoid. Therefore, heyois, we want to make a mala. Maila miyuchis in yuchsin navoida that it's only al pitu edim. So mele, you can't even be matir a koyin. You can't even be matir somebody who it was said al pied echad is a koyin to kahuna, because then automatically from truma you're going to give him all the other din with kahuna. The tana of the mishnah before the stoma of the mishnah zayin holds that this that Bizman Shemi Eden Zezeh, what we're talking about is, we're talking about Litruma, and then he'll hold that Ein Malim Mitruma Liyuchsin. So, it's not a problem. He could hold also Ein Malim Likun Al Piyed Echot. That's one way of learning, this is the way Rashi learns. The other possibility, which is a whole sugya, is called a Chshash Goimlin. Chshash Goimlin means, we mentioned it before, we didn't give it the term, when two people are being made together, they were in the experience together. So maybe we'll say that each one is paying back the other one, and they'll stick out their necks, they'll lie for each other. Goimlin, they'll be goimel chesed each with each other. So we had by shtei noshim shvuyas that came out of Shevi together. They both came back from Aza, and each one said on the other one that she wasn't niftis. She wasn't nensa. So the Mishnah before was says, and we believe, that says by Bishvuyeh Hekilu, we're not Chosh for Goimlin, we believe Eid Echot. The question is, maybe Legabi Truma, Legabi Kuna, Legabi Yichus, we are Chosh for Goimlin. So the possibility in the Sugya, it doesn't seem to be the Maskonis HaSugya according to Rashi, but there's such a pshat in the Sugya, in the Gemara, that Ein Malin Lekuna Al Pi Eid Echot, over here, is only talking about where two people are being made for each other. And the machlokes over here, the Tanakama and Mishnah Zayin holds, we're not choshesh for goimlin, b'smemele b'sman shemidin zeh zeh, harel lamon. That's why the Mishnah says it that way, because we're coming to say there's no choshesh goimlin. Reb Yehuda Oimer, even though be'etzem erechot should be neman, but we're choshesh for goimlin when they're saying for each other, and we won't be malef. And again, of course, there's no choshesh goimlin l'kuli alma by shvui, because b'shvui hekil. Om Reb Elozer, emosai. When do we say he's come to argue in Reb Yehuda? Amos says, because it's balach like. When do we say that ein man lekun al piyed echod? B'makom sheyesh oirin. Only when there's some type of reyesa over here in his status as a kohen. Aval b'makom sheyein oirin, in a place where there's no safik, man lekun al piyed echod. A little bit vague what we're talking about. What's the b'makom sheyesh oirin? So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Just to make the Mishnah more difficult, last sheet over here, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Loimim Bishum Reb Shimon Ben Askan, Malon Lekun Al Pied Echod. So what did he say? That's not the same thing as Reb Lezer. At Reb Yudoyim, Ein Malon Lekun. Reb Lezer says, yeah, only B'mokum Sheish Oirin, which we didn't explain yet. Says, Rashbag, Malon Lekun Al Pied Echod. So he said over the same thing. So here the Gemara opens up a whole discussion. So let's put down what the Gemara says, which is a bit complicated. The Gemara brings, clearly what we're not talking about over here is one person shows up, and we don't know who he is, and he comes to a shtot, and he introduces himself as a kohen. So clearly we can't name one as a kohen, so we need Eid Echot. That's not the discussion. That definitely works. Al pi Eid Echot. What we're talking about over here is B'mokum Sheyesh Oirin. What's Oirin? Oirin is a case where there was a pre-existing status, a reason to Neman that he was a kohen. That means like this. The Gemara gives a case. His father, you have a yid who's in town, and the shaila is, could we give him truma? Could we marry him into mishpachas of kohuna? Do we give him the status of a kohen miyuchas? Pidyon haben, so on. And his father was a kohen kosher. L'chayrev, his father was a kohen kosher. Then he's a kohen kosher, right? Everybody knows the famous story with the Chofetz Chaim. Helga Chofetz Chaim had as a guest on Shabbos Reb Shimon Schwab. And Reb Shimon Schwab was asked by the Chofetz Chaim, are you a Kohen? He said, no. He said, why not? He said, because my father wasn't a Kohen. And he said to Reb Shimon Schwab back, he says, Bochril, why wasn't your father a Kohen? Because my grandfather wasn't a Kohen. Why wasn't he a Kohen? Because his father, Chofetz Chaim wants him. Chofetz Chaim said, the reason why you're not a Kohen is because your father's father, somebody back over there by the Chet HaEgel didn't step forward and say, Mila Hashem Elai. Ich bin a Kohen for thousands of years because somebody stepped forward and said, Mila Hashem Elai. And he gave Reb Shimon Schwab, he told him, if you'll be somebody who'll say, Mila Hashem Elai, and step forward when the need is such, then doyre, thousands of years after you, your children will still carry that helikite, that yichus, that the elter zayde said, Mila Hashem Elai. Pavust zach. So his father was a Kohen. So he's a Kohen, like we just said, like the Chofetz Chaim said. He's a Kohen. Problem is, then somebody came along and somebody said, no. The father was a Kohen, but the father married a Grusha, and the son is a Cholol. So first he was Becheskas Kuna. Edom came along and said that he's a Cholol. They were married him in Aduchan, Beloshna Gemara. They stopped giving him Truma. He stops being a Aduchan, no Avoida, Nabach. He's a Cholol. Then other Edom come, and other Edom say, no. His mother was a Ishuk Sheira, and he's a Kohen Kosher. In that type of case, if two Edom were married him, Mikuna, and then Neid Echad comes, on that Rebbe Lezer says, B'mokom Sheish Oirin, an Eid Echad can't be. Why? Because it's Chad B'mokom Trey. One Eid against two, the open and shut case. Of other, you don't believe one Eid can get two. You'll only believe two Edom. Why are you going to believe two Edom? It's not Mavur in the Mishnah. B'mokom Sheein Oirin, Avad Eid Echad is Nemun. But Mokom Shiyesh Eirin Eid Echad is not Nemun. But not because Eid Echad is not Nemun, just because Eid Echad can't go against two Eidim. But it's Mavur Lachar in this Lashon, that if two Eidim go against the two Eidim HaKoidmim, Chayot Trey, it's open-ended Tzofik. You don't know for sure he's a Cholo, as if you had one Eid against two, but Lachar Midei Tzofik LaYotzo. So here the Rishonim explained that Chazok is coming into play. The fellow over here had a becheskas from his father. It was assumed that he was a Kohen. Edom came and Edom said he's not a Kohen. Then Edom came and Edom was soysa. So you have a tray, and b'mokum tray, you can use a chazaka. Tosus has a long shmuz, famous shmuz, that b'loshna gemara tray sveka derabonon. That means on a deraisa level, we do use chazaka b'mokum tray. However, Chazal didn't want that we should rely on a chazaka b'mokum, that there are actual two Edom saying that like him. So we only use the chazaka for dinim derabonon. We're talking over here, legabe tre, we're talking over here that the two Edom are nemon with his chazaka based only in a case of truma midirabonon. Only to be malahim ti truma, which is bizman hazeh, but bizman habayis, Truma deraisa, kol shkein yichus, avoida, that we won't be malahim. Tre, chazoka, svekim, and derabonon. Derabonon turned into a suffix. Now, on this idea that b'mokum tre, you can use chazoka, which needs a hasbara, because there's nothing better than edim, right? And that's pashut, that if you had in any din toiru or any case of Ebenezer, Edim against Chazaka, Edim are for sure better than Chazaka. So just because there's tray, what does the Chazaka add to that? L'chayra. Same way if you had two Edim, connected to Edim, tray, and came along on one side another 95 Edim. Tray kimeya b'loshna gemara. So what does it help if you add Chazaka onto one side? And the answer Kiveiger says, this is a very profound, very sadistic truth from Kiveiger, where Chazaka is not trying to decide the suffix, it's not trying to compete with the Eidus. Eidus is telling you a fact. So you have two Eidim say the fact is he is a Kohen, kosher. Two Eidim say he's a Cholol. That's the facts you don't know. Chazaka says, whatever the status is, b'mokum suffix, you have a right to follow that going further. It's not a hachro, it's not a birur of the mitzias. It's a hachro, what to do, halacha l'maisa. So Chazaka is not a threat to the Eidus, and the Eidus doesn't say not like the Chazaka. The Chazaka just says, okay, since Lamaisa, he was huchzak to be a Kohen Kosher, be his father, go with that. Says Reb Kiveiger, Lamashal Aroiv, doesn't work that way. Roiv is better than Chazak, because Roiv doesn't mean that there's an outstanding Sofik, but you could be Machria. The gedder of Roiv is that Roiv is Mevar, tells us the Metzias. You can't say what the Metzias is based on a Roiv when you have Eid Metzay Fakert, so Roiv Mimakum Treyatre doesn't work. Chazak Mimakum Treyatre does work. Midrabanan, we don't rely on it. So when we talk about Truma Midrabanan, that's Taisvis. Now, it's a very good question here that the Chazaka from his father, the paternity over here is not in question. Not like in the first parak. Over here, the question, of course, his father's a Kohen Kosher. The question is who his mother is. Has the father's Chazaka help be Yachas to passing what the mother's status was Lagabi the child? So Rishonim over here say Chiddush, the Beis Halevi has Bavus Dereid. We have to say that part of the Chazaka of the father being a Kohen Kosher is that the natural course of events is that his children are Kehanim Ksherim Achrov. Chiddush, even though Be'etzim, his ability to give over Kuhuna Ksher to his children is Mitl Tali in the Kuhuna status of his wife. Afilochi. That's Machzik Bifonenu, that his child, whoever we know to be his child, should be a Kohen Kosher. That's the Stomius until proven otherwise. Now the Gemara adds another Knech over here, and it's Nagir what we asked, what's the Sefer of the Mishnah of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? And here the Gemara adds that what we're talking about is a case, not a simple tre. What we're talking about is that, like we said, the child has a chazaka from the father. There was a koil that was yotza that he's a ben gushu ben chalutza. Because of that, they didn't let the child be oivid, itruma, etc. An erechot came and an erechot said that he's kosher. We learned that without these complications, erechot is certainly nemon on kahuna. Shal is only truma to yichus. But let's say, talking about truma, an erechot came, erechot said that he's a kohen kosher. Okay? Asikne, we put him back, that he's a kohen. Lashon Gemara is when the koil goes out, we put him down, that's called achdine, when he's established again as a kohen, al-pi erechot, askine. On that, two edim came and said, no, he's a cholo. Okay, the one aid is now standing against two. Feshtetz chachad b'makom trey's bottle. And we listened to the two. But then an aid echod came afterwards and said, no, I know he's an aid kosher. So now it's trey a trey. And we would be mukim achis koser, like we just explained, b'makom trey a trey. Maybe only legabit shum d'rabon. But we would use the chazok in some form. And on that, the machloikis tanoim is whether we could do that. Since you put him down, and you put him up, and you put him down, and now you want to put him up again, that's what the Gemara calls Zilusa de Bedina. You can't turn Bezdin into a yo-yo, you can't turn the Sanhedrin into yes, no, yes, no, and therefore we're not Milam Lakuna, and the Machloikis is on that. The Gemara has one Lashon, the Machloikis is in Hilchis Edus, whether we're Mitzarev, one aid pre and one aid post. For the Maisa, the Pashtal reading is this machlokes over here, the Gabi Dini Truma. So the machlokes would be in that type of case, we went up, down, whether we put him back up. And so machlokes is how far to take that idea. But whether it was a tray or tray, there should have been a straightforward tray or tray. There should have been the halacha should be that you follow the chazaka, either on a derabona level or on a deraisa level. And that's what the Mishnah is. A lot of sosim over here, but that's the pshat in the Mishnah.